an invaluable gift from the greatest prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the tasbih of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam used to work very hard in her house. Her father, our holy prophet, the greatest prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, could see how hard she worked. One day he told her that he was going to give her something that would be better than a helper or anything else in the world. He taught her this tasbih, saying that after every salat she should say Allahu Akbar 34 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Subhanallah 33 times. This is what we call the tasbih of Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam. It is said that prayer is like a beautiful flower, and the tasbih of Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam gives this beautiful flower a beautiful fragrance. A reliable narration from Imam Baqir alayhi salam narrates, whoever performs the tasbih of Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam and then asks Allah for forgiveness, Allah will forgive him 100 times and will add 1,000 good deeds to his scales, repels the shaitan from him, and he will be pleased with him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates, whoever did the tasbih of Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam before he unfolded his legs from the position of sitting in obligatory prayer, Allah will forgive him and will make paradise obligatory upon him. The tasbih of Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam after every obligatory prayer is more loved by Allah than praying 1,000 rakats every day. That whoever did the tasbih of Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam after every prayer and ended it with La ilaha illallah, Allah will forgive his sin. It is related that Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam used to make tasbih on her hand or on a woolen string that was knotted. It was customary to use the hands or string in those days. It is preferred to use the beads that are made from the turba of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When Imam Hussein was martyred in Karbala, it became a tradition to use the clay that was from nearby his grave. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has related that whoever forgot to make zikr, remembrance, and in his hand there is a rosary of beads made from the turba of Imam Hussein, reward is written for him. It is related from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, whoever did tasbih on the clay beads from the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Allah will write for him 400 good deeds and will erase from him 400 bad deeds and meet 400 of his needs and raise him 400 levels. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates, the beads from the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam are counted as tasbih in the hand of a man, even if he didn't make the tasbih. That is, he only held it. Another narration says that for each bead is 40 hasanat. A reliable tradition from Imam Musa alayhi salam states, the true believer is not without five things, a miswak, a comb, a prayer rug, tasbih beads, and an aqiq ring. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم